Hello.
Hello.
No, I'm saying hello to the listeners.
Oh, okay. So am I.
Oh, okay. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, filling in for Ricky and Steve. We're here for the next 2 hours, aren't we, Adam?
Yes. I've got a strange echo in my headphones.
Yeah, my headphones weren't working at all, and then our producer Lisa came over and turned them on, and they were at full volume.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to take them off.
Really?
Yeah. Look. Did you hear that?
That's not the done thing, Adam.
Has everything stopped? See, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Wow.
Wow.
Is this going to affect your performance?
Yeah, it might do. Anyway, so hi, we're Adam and Joe. Here we are filling in for Ricky and Steve on XFM.
Coming up in the show, we've of course got Disses in the Dock. We're also going to have another bad accent competition. We've got prizes to give away, and prizes, CDs and DVDs.
Fantastic music from the likes of The Strokes, 50 Cent, Yeah Yeah Yeah, Super Furry Animals, The Libertines, Outkast, the new one from Outkast.
But frankly, we're a bit worried about the show, basically, and the way it's going, because one of the only publications that reviews this show is Heat Magazine.
Yeah.
Which is, in fact, I think it's the only publication that actually writes a paragraph about this show.
Right.
Every week. It's weekly, Heat, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And when we started out, I think before we even did our first show, they gave us 5 red stars.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's
it's very difficult to get in Heat. You've got to be a really top-notch program, like, say, The Salon, to get 5 red stars.
Or Footballers' Wives.
Yeah.
The 5 red stars are reserved for the creme de la creme of British entertainment.
Yeah. And we had them, I think, before our first show had even gone out, just on sheer potential. And then I think we held on to them for the second week. And maybe even the third week.
No, you're dreaming.
No, I definitely think we held on to them for 3 weeks.
I think we only had the 5 red stars from Heat for the first week. And I think that was because
I
think that's because they hadn't heard it.
I'm going to go back home to my Heat, my bound collection of Heat back issues.
What's it bound in?
Why are you laughing?
Human flesh.
Human flesh, yes. the books of the dead.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look back and I'm sure we got 5 stars for more than a couple of weeks.
Anyway.
But anyway, now we've gone down to 4 and there's no explanation in the text of why we went down to 4. You'd expect them to give one little criticism.
Right.
So that we could know how we could build things back up again, back to that 5-star zenith.
Yeah, exactly.
But this week, all they seem to do is go on about how they're waiting for Ricky and Steve to get back, and how long are Ricky and Steve taking to do the Office Christmas special and stuff like that.
Everyone's waiting for Ricky and Steve to get back. Listen, we don't know when they're coming back. You're just going to have to make do with us for the moment. I'm really sorry.
We thought by this point people would have forgotten about Ricky and Steve.
They'll never forget about Ricky and Steve because they were nominated for awards and...
No, but in the context of this radio show...
No, they never will. It's a classic show.
Why do we bother then?
Free CDs? No, we don't even get free CDs, do we?
No. Let's play some music to help us get over it anyway.
Okay, here's Eminem with Lose Yourself. This is the clean version,
oh,
you'll be happy to hear.
Thank gosh for that. That was a clean comment.
Look. If you had...
Yeah, that's The Strokes and 12:15. Is it 12:15? I've forgotten what time it is on The Strokes record.
Probably 12:15, yeah.
No, 12:51, sorry.
12:51. Probably 12:51, yeah.
I would have been really early if it had been 12:15.
So now we're going to do our top three, aren't we, Ad? Top three, and this week it's going to be top three. Last week it was top three annoying adverts. We're staying on a sort of TV theme. And this week it's going to be top three confusing things we've seen on television this week.
Yeah.
Things that have made us question television, question life, just question everything, really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's maybe making it sound more exciting than it really is to call it a top three.
I think that's not that exciting, so we can get away with it.
Okay, all right then. Anyway, I was just, you know, I'm a big fan of cosmetics, skincare products, that kind of thing. Anything that makes you look young or youthful or, you know, maintains your youthful zest. And I noticed this week that L'Oreal has a new product which actually decreases you.
Decreases what?
You.
Yeah,
your face.
Well, obviously that word's got two meanings, hasn't it?
Exactly.
Decreasing.
Is
it spelt the same? Yeah.
Decrease,
yeah.
I'm just saying,
So they, what, decrease? So they have they noticed that the word decrease, as in to make smaller, is the same as...
Yeah,
I suppose it would be hyphenated, wouldn't it?
Decrease. Exactly, decrease.
As in get wrinkles out of your face, is what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's a bad thing, though, isn't it, to decrease your face?
To remove the creases isn't a bad thing, no.
Yeah, but to actually...
To shrink the size of the face is bad, yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, you can't be sure which of those two things this product does? Yeah. De-wrinkle or just make your face smaller?
Decrease.
Yeah. To decrease your face.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm not so worried because I guess from their point of view, actually, if your face did get smaller, that would be good because it would get rid of the wrinkles because it would tighten up, right?
This is confusing already. So this is an advert you saw.
Yeah. And it reminded me of the conversation we had last week about the Micra and the special new...
Speak Micra, yeah. Micra the very annoying campaign inventing new words.
For example, spacious and safe. Spafe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they've kind of invented a new word, or maybe it's not invented, but it's one of the ingredients in the decreasing cream is called Boswellox.
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 Like Boswell, Bosley from Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, combined with an ox.
Or combined with a word for testicles.
Exactly. I think really that's what it reminds me of most, and surely that's... I mean,
it sound very, very... you can't say that word, can you? The B word. It seems strange that you can't say it, because it's the sort of word farmers would use.
Yeah.
It's a sort of healthy word.
Well, can what about Bolox? That's a different thing. That's just with one L.
What about...
That's like Botox.
What about bullocks?
Yeah, bullocks. Let's say bullocks.
We'll just say bullocks.
Anyway, so Boswellox sounds...
It sounds very like bullocks.
Very like bullocks.
Which in turn sounds very like Bolox.
Botox. And I looked it up on the... website just
to
see that it was a real thing. You notice I call it just the website. I don't go anywhere with sort of saying the interweb.
I like calling it the interesting net.
Don't do that. Just
Why
call
not?
It the, I don't like people who just make up crazy names for it, like they're afraid of technology. It's like people who call computers the confuser. Boot up the confuser.
Like, that is bad. Anyway, stick on the subject.
Boswellox. It's a breakthrough fighter complex created by L'Oreal Paris that combines a power dose of Boswellia serrata extract and manganese, which help reduce the appearance of lines caused by facial microcontractions. Okay?
God, go through that once more.
Boswellox is a breakthrough phyto complex.
Okay, stop there. Right. A breakthrough phyto complex.
Haven't you ever heard of phyto complexes?
Phyto. F-I-G-H-T-O.
P-H-Y-T-O. What does that mean?
Phyto. I was imagining a sort of Second World War squadron in miniature.
Yeah.
That you'd rub onto your face, like about 40 well-trained young lads, mm-hmm. Made very small and into a cream.
Phyto complex.
Yeah.
We're mobilising the fighter complex on the eastern cheek.
But it's not even spelt with an F.
No.
Phyto.
That's why it's very scientific. If you spelled it with an F, it wouldn't actually be scientific. Other ingredients contained within this product, lapponite, it forms a continuous network to support the smoothing fibres and help enhance the optical reduction of skin imperfections.
Help enhance the optical reduction. So it enhances a reduction.
No, it helps.
It helps to... So it doesn't actually do it, but
it helps
to enhance
the
optical reduction.
Which is...
That's a contradiction in terms, isn't it, in a way? To enhance... To help... Oh, I'm confused
It's
now.
Very confusing. I thought maybe about the whole complex, the ad, rather. That
Boswellox.
Boswellox. Perhaps a new step in a kind of honest direction for L'Oreal, you know? A bit like in Crazy People, you remember when...
The Dudley Moore film.
Yeah, when Dudley Moore gets mental patients to come up with advertising slogans that tell the truth about the products they're selling.
Yeah.
In this case, it's a cream that actually makes you look younger. Sounds like Boswellox. Well, it is! You get it? It's Boswellox.
What? No, I'm so confused.
Oh, I'm confused as well. Anyway, that's number one in our confusing things we've seen on TV this week.
No, hang on, that's number three.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, you can't start with number one.
I'm thinking of three.
Think of your dramatic structure, Alan Boxton.
Trouble so hard. Ooh, Larimer. Trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know.
I know about the troubles he's got. He's been going on about them for the last 3 years.
Nobody knows my troubles but God, I think he's saying, isn't he?
Well, everyone knows them now.
Yeah.
You're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM. We're talking about the most confusing things we've seen on television this week. We've built them into a top three. We've done number three, which was Boswellox, the exciting new chemical that helps to... What?
It
enhance,
helps...
enhances reduction.
It helps... It's a phyto complex, and it helps reduce the appearance of lines, and it also helps to enhance the optical reduction of
there
skin imperfections.
Go. That was Boswellox. That was at number three. Now we're going to do our number two most confusing thing. But before we do that, you can obviously email us here at XFM, Adam and Joe, A-N-D, at xfm.co.uk. And Paul Brownie's emailed in saying that there's a new advert for a drink called Oasis on the side of a bus. And this is, we were talking about this last week, about this new trend in advertising to conjoin words, to create new words, like they do with the Nissan Micra. And he says there's an advert that says, Oasis is so new and improved, it's new proved.
That's rubbish.
That's terrible. But this is really proving that, that our theory is right, that this really is the new emergent trend in advertising. Forming annoying new words. Trying to make people speak a product-related, a new product-related language.
That's something that we used to do. That's something everyone does when they're young, isn't
it? That's what's so insidious about it. They take things that are genuinely fun to do in your own time and company, and then they plaster them all over buses.
And ruin them.
And ruin them.
How about number two confusing thing you've seen this week?
Number two confusing thing I've seen this week is quite an obvious one, but basically it's the Ben Affleck hair shampoo advert.
What?
Not, is it for L'Oreal? I think it's another L'Oreal product. They're the number one generators of confusing advertising campaigns and generally depressing rubbish on telly.
Even though, of course, the products may well be excellent.
I'm sure they are excellent. Full of magnesium.
And phyto complexes. Anyway, what's confusing
well,
you about
Affleck? Well, you've seen this ad, haven't you?
Yeah, he's kind of taking the mic, isn't he?
Well, there's a lot of confusing things about this ad. His face is confusing. His face is getting thinner on top and fatter on the bottom. Other people have observed this.
Will you remind me what happens in the ad?
He is in the L'Oreal lab. And his hair is being tested scientifically by beautiful ladies.
The Love Lab.
The Love Lab. And it may be the... is it Le Jardin du Manufacteur? Or is that outside,
that's just outside
the window? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Le Laboratoire Garnier, près de la Jardin du Manufacteur.
Imagine
just
getting,
off the Champs-Élysées.
Imagine if you were a scientist and you actually got a job in the Manufacteur.
Could you go to Paris and ask for where Le Jardin du Manufacteur is?
Yeah.
Is it open to the public?
No, only
probably
Jane,
not.
Jane Seymour's allowed in, no one else.
It's probably been vandalised, like the like Le Jardin de Blue Peter.
So what does Affleck do?
Stick to the point.
He's getting
Affleck
snogged.
Gets his hair tugged by beautiful women.
Yes.
And I should have transcribed this advert, but I haven't. And it's something to do with his hair being strong, and he wants to keep it. He doesn't want it to fall out, and as a result, he uses this stupid advert. But instead of saying "Here comes the science bit," he just says, "Here comes the science."
That's kind of hip-hop-y, isn't
it? Yeah, because something about saying "bit" is for the ladies.
Right.
That's the sort of thing a girl would say. Here comes the science bit.
Yes.
Who are the ladies who say that? Is it Aniston?
Aniston, yeah.
Or Courtney Cox, one of those terrible, lovely ladies.
Aniston is the chief
Aniston.
Offender.
So it's more masculine just to say, "Here comes the science." Because you're right, it's like dropping science, it's like hip-hop. But the most confusing thing about this whole advert campaign is why.
Why?
Why would Ben Affleck do that? Why would he do it?
Well, are you
what
joking?
Possible reason is there for Affleck? Well, the money. Yeah, but how much money does a man need?
Oh, once you're Affleck, he's insane with power. He's
but
drunk with power.
Surely you have, when you make a decision like that, you have to weigh up your public image, which with Affleck is suffering already. He can't be blind to the fact that his integrity stock is very low after a series of appalling films climaxing in Giggly or Jiggly or whatever this terrible flop is.
Joe, man.
And now this is very bad. He's taken very bad advice to do this advert.
No.
And the money cannot be worth the damage it's going to do to his career.
It doesn't
That's
matter.
What is confusing to me.
That what happens... Do you not understand fame dynamics? What
well, happens- you keep saying this every time we get offered an ad.
What?
Just do it.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you accumulate enough money, then you can completely cut yourself off from reality and not have to
society.
Worry about anything like that.
Yeah, but you're not cutting yourself off from reality because you're putting yourselves in people's homes, having your hair tugged by models and being a prat.
That sounds good, you see. The way you said it, that's attractive to me. Anyway, it's an interesting debate. We're going to tell you our number one most confusing thing we've seen on TV this week after these messages. You're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM. XFM. Music of tomorrow. Keeping up with Adam and Joe. That's Travis and Rhea Fendi. You're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM. And
And now it is time for our countdown.
I was going to do the voice, but I can't do it.
We're counting down our top three confusing things we've seen on television this week.
At number three, it's been Boswell Ox.
Boswell Ox, the confusing L'Oreal product which supposedly decreases your face. What does that mean, L'Oreal? At number two...
What was number two? Ben Affleck's... Ben Affleck's L'Oreal advert.
Well, that's too late because it's finished.
That was a disaster.
It was a total disaster.
What's at number one?
At number one... Oh, I was going to line the thing up, but I couldn't do it in time. What is it, number one?
Well, we're not going to tell people until after the next record, right?
No. Let's tell them now. They've hung on for long enough. Come on, tell them.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Come on, don't build it up anymore, because people are
going to be disappointed. Yeah. Well, the number one most confusing thing I've seen on television this week is the advert for the remote control car that you get. You subscribe to the magazine and you get little bits of the remote control car every month. And it's a very good advert because it starts with, this is a nice car, were it to be a real car and the size of a real car and not plastic and rubbish, it would be a really nice car. So it starts with the camera on the ground and this really nice Porsche racing car jumping over the camera and landing in the mud as if it's a highlight from a rally program. And then a man's feet step into the frame and you realise the car's no bigger than his boot.
Yeah.
So it's basically it starts very exciting and decreases into just depressing, this advert. And by the end, you realise it's a magazine all about the remote control car and you get sort of four cogs per issue. And the I mean, this may be totally obvious to everybody else, but this is the worst, the most stupid possible way of acquiring a remote control car in the world, isn't it? You couldn't think of a worse way. I want a remote control car. Well, why don't you get it cog by cog, sent to you in the post over 2 years for $2.99 a month? Like, who would say yes to that proposition?
A child.
Yeah, but it's taking advantage of the excitement of getting something free attached to a magazine.
Yeah.
That gives something inherent worth, doesn't it? If you attach anything to a magazine, suddenly it seems as if it's got extra value.
An inflatable picture frame.
Exactly. It's free, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And just the idea of, like, I was thinking of, like, starting up another magazine that, say, gave away a house that you could live in. But in small instalments over, say, 60 years.
Brick by brick.
Not even that. Well, it would have to be a fragment of a brick.
Well, that, it's going to take longer than 60
well, still,
years.
I think people would go for it. And you wouldn't be as boring as a brick every month. You'd have a little bit of a fridge. And a tiny, tiny bit of a garden. So it would be very evocative. Next month it would be, oh, here's the first bit of my loft conversion. And it would just be a tiny bit of foam. But inside the magazine, there'd be a huge description about where this tiny cube of foam fits into your final loft conversion. This is a really good idea, and I might get the people at Dangostini or whoever it is that do the remote control car.
Well, the only problem
on the
with
phone,
your...
Let's get them on the phone.
The problem with your idea and these mags in general, of course, is that I find you... Because I think... I did one for the human body. I wanted to build up a scale model.
That's like, sounds like a serial killer magazine, a free bit of the human body every month.
Yeah, like an ear. Bloody ear. No, it was one of those, the see-through body thing.
Oh, that's right. It was a sort of Damien Hirst type thing. You got a see-through body, didn't you? And then you collected all the muscles and
guts
tendons and guts and things.
But the thing is, I just got like a spleen or whatever, and I was waiting for the liver, and it got the magazine went bust. The company went bust.
Did it? Are you sure it didn't just disappear off the shelves? Because sometimes they sell them in newsagents for the first month, and then they go subscription only.
Maybe that's what happened.
You got to subscribe, man.
You've got to subscribe.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the whole deal.
That's why there were only two tiny Shakespeare books in the newsagent, and I was waiting to build up the whole set.
Yeah.
And they suddenly vanished. I was waiting for tiny...
What about the Morse? You get a Morse, Inspector Morse magazine as well, can't you? With a free episode of Inspector Morse and a whole magazine dedicated to Morse.
Is it tiny?
No, it's a substantial...
What's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point if it's not tiny?
What's the quality of the articles going to be like in that magazine after about 6 months of publication?
Of Morse?
Of Morse.
Very high, I would imagine.
You reckon?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's our number one most confusing thing on television, the Dangostini remote control car advert. And if you've actually subscribed or sent off for that magazine, then please get in touch with us and we'll arrange to have you put down by a trained vet, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk.
I was calling through a festival way out west.
Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros and Coma Girl. That comes out on October the 6th of this year, which is fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, how convenient.
Exactly. It's nice to hear Joe Strummer. He's one of the people I was genuinely, even though obviously I didn't know him, I was really sad when he died, like Freddie Mercury when he died. Yeah. I actually felt depressed all day, which is quite good for someone that you don't know at all.
The Strummer will be pleased. The Strummer family will be pleased.
Well, Strummer himself watching us from Clash Heaven. Oh, for goodness sake.
Anyway. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. But remember, you can email us, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, on any with any of your personal, emotional, or sexual problems.
That would be great. We should do that.
We should do a problem show.
Did you ever listen to that show on LBC? Yep, emotional, sexual,
time.
And marital
all
problems.
All the time.
That was the
and
best.
And now I've got them all.
We used to...
Yeah, the problems.
Well, now you know what to do, surely.
Yeah.
But that was a brilliant show. We used to listen to that and it was filthy.
Mm.
And because they could basically talk about anything.
If it's a problem, you're allowed to talk about anything.
Yeah, why can't we do that? We'll have a chat with our producer about that and then we can really make this show
filthy. We wouldn't give good advice, would we?
Doesn't matter. You just want to hear the filth and read the filthy letters. Anyway, we're going to have a competition very soon. We've got some good prizes this week. DVDs.
That's not strictly true, is it, Adam?
Yeah. What do you call the best of MTV's The Tom Green Show? I know you wanted to steal that.
Okay, that is quite good. It's got the Bum Bum song on it, and I like the Bum Bum song.
Bum Bum song.
Hey, speaking of which, can I just bring something up?
Go on, then.
Today, for Ditties in the Dock, which viewers may... listeners may know, is our competition where we battle to play a record. I brought in the Adam and Joe single Football, the footy song. Football, ball, 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 footy, footy, footy. And our producer says I can't play it. And Adam doesn't want me to play it either because Adam reckons I'm winning Ditties in the Dock by bringing in novelty records. And he's bringing in all these cool indie tracks that everyone really wants to hear. And I'm bringing in novelty songs.
You see,
that are wiping the board. Yeah, so I bring in the football song, ball, 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 footy, footy, footy. And not only does Adam say he doesn't want me to play it, but Brian says he doesn't want me to play it. So basically, listeners, if you want to hear Adam and Joe's football song, then please email up or call in 08700 800 1234. Just basically, let's get enough momentum behind the listeners who might want to hear the football song to shout down Brian the producer and Adam.
Shut up.
Because I know...
You shut up!
As much
shut up.
I want to play it. You guys want to hear it.
You're riding roughshod over the whole thing. You can't just randomly start stating your case for this thing. I want you to shut up
now. No, but it's not going to be part of Ditties in the Dock.
Listen to this.
We're just going to play it as a
stop
song.
Talking! Listen to this.
08700 800 1234.
Oh my god. Listen to this.
Football
okay.
Song.
Listen, no. Shh, stop
Adam
that.
And Joe's football song.
Brian, the producer, can you do something?
You don't want to hear this
shut
indie
up.
Rubbish.
Okay.
You want a funny song about football?
Seriously, shut up now.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Can we carry on now with the program?
You have the power to just bring in a record, why don't you?
I'll tell you what. I'll do that.
You things need to
have. Yeah, correct.
God.
Okay, now it's time for a competition, and it is a bad accent competition. We have this every week. Joe, when you behave, you can have your microphone back. And who is this, is the question. It's an American actor doing an English accent quite badly. You have to tell us who the actor is and what the film is. This is the first of several clues. But if you can get it on this clue alone... We'll be pretty impressed and you'll win lots of good stuff. We've got Ross Noble tickets to give away. It's a fantastic show that's been getting amazing reviews. And the tickets could be yours if you can tell us who this is.
I doubted everything, even my mind. I was impotent with fear.
Who is that? Should we have one more? Are you ready to rejoin society, Joe Cornish?
No, I'm sulking.
Well, you don't... Why would you be sulking? You just sort of... had a complete mental break just then.
I need to hear some sort of a novelty football song to cheer me up.
Now, see, I'm going to fade you down if you do that again. Here's the voice again. Listen.
I doubted everything, even my mind. I was impotent with fear.
Okay, so the number is 08700 800 1234, or you can email at adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk. You're listening to Adam and Joe here on XFM. We're filling in for Ricky and Stephen, and we're having a lovely time doing it. XFM.
Oh, someone's angry about something.
Well, he's angry about nothing. He's got nothing, Joe.
Who wouldn't want to hear a novelty song about football after that?
That's A. with nothing. We've got more fantastic music coming up in the next hour of the programme, including hits from the likes of the Chemical Brothers, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Muse, Athlete, Libertines, Rolling Stones, The Darkness, Super Furry Animals, Keys of Leon. The great music just keeps on coming here on XFM, where Adam and Joe filling in for Ricky and Steve.
But well, what about the competition, Ad?
Competition, yeah, of course, very exciting. A lot of correct answers to our competition this week. Let's just remind you of that mystery American accent. Who's doing the accent? What is the film? Here's another different clip for you. I've pressed the wrong button. Okay, here we go, here we go.
I've seen many strange things already. Bloody wolves chasing me through some blue inferno.
Was that blue inferno?
Oh, bloody hell. He's most definitely English.
Bloody wolves chasing me through some blue inferno.
There's no doot-a-boot-doot.
Okay, here's another little clip, though. I can't get enough of this one, personally.
I brought him down to Carfax Abbey.
Because that's how English people speak,
yes,
you know.
Yes, it has.
Carfax Abbey.
Yeah, yes, it has. He's most definitely English.
Carfax Abbey.
Okay, so let's take some callers and see if anyone's got the answer right.
Caller number one is Cecilia.
Hello, Cecilia.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Well, you sound bored.
No, well,
it's just
that's, go somewhere.
What are you up to, Cecilia?
I'm going to Cornwall.
Oh, you're in your car?
No, I'm staying at home waiting.
Well, so you're not going to Cornwall. You're about to go to Cornwall.
About, yeah.
Are you going on holiday?
No, just for the day.
Just for the day? That's a very long way.
Yeah.
No. We're hoping to stay the night and then maybe come back tomorrow.
You're hoping to stay the night. Might they not let you?
They probably will.
The authorities in Cornwall.
Anyway, Cecilia, let's cut to the chase. What was the film? Who was the actor?
Richard E. Grant, I think.
And what film was it?
Just name any Richard E. Grant film. You don't have
Sarah
anything.
Sarah and
Jack and Sarah. You're
Jack
thinking.
Jack and Sarah. That's it.
Jack and Sarah.
Richard E. Grant, a British actor. Jack
incorrect.
And Sarah, a film set in
incorrect.
Britain.
Incorrect.
No,
Cecilia,
that's...
thank you so much for your call. But
I get anything then.
You
get a weekend in Cornwall, and you get permission officially to stay the night.
I'll tell you,
you
what,
may
I'll tell
stay
you what,
the night.
Cecilia, because you sound like a nice person, we're going to give you a big CD of club anthems.
Oh, it's don't called... give her that. That's no, an insult to Cecilia. You said she sounded like a nice person, and now you're giving
it.
Her that.
Joe, will you just shut right. up? She likes it. Club Island, summer 2003.
All right, yeah.
Thank you for calling, Cecilia. Have a great weekend in Cornwall.
Bye.
Thanks, Cecilia. Yeah. Okay, incorrect, though. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, can I change my answer, please?
Oh, Richard, no, you cannot.
No, you no changing the answer. What was your answer? That you told
Richard
us.
Richard E. Grant.
Was it? Did you really
Richard
say Richard E.
Grant?
Richard, you're all over the place. Our producer is saying that that's not the original answer you phoned in with.
Okay, fair enough.
What was
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon in which film?
In Jack and Sarah.
Matt Damon in Jack and Sarah. Richard, what do you do for a living, Richard?
I'm a central heating surveyor.
Oh, really?
Well, Richard, I hope you're a better central heating surveyor than you are a purveyor of the knowledge of films, because I'm afraid you're completely off base.
A knowledge
with that.
Of films purveyor.
Yeah. Listen, thanks a lot for calling in, though. We really appreciate it.
I bet you Damon does a bad British accent. Has he done a British accent? Did he do one in Talented Mr. Ripley? No, he was American.
No,
that,
he was American.
He?
He's. I don't think he's strayed onto British soil accent wise.
I wish he would.
Katie, are you there?
Yep.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, very good. Nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Are you in your kitchen, Katie?
Oh,
I'm in the lounge.
Are you in the lounge? I thought I recognised the acoustics of a kitchen. Is there a lot of plastic surfaces in your lounge?
No, there's nothing.
Really? You've just moved in, that's why it's echoey, you see. There in my room mistake.
Katie, what do you think is the answer? Who was the actor? Should we just have one more listen, actually, before we reveal the answer, and here is that accent once again.
I've seen many strange things already. Bloody wolves chasing me through some blue inferno.
Bloody wolves chasing me through some blue inferno.
So who was it, Katie?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Yes.
What was the film, though?
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Absolutely
Dracula.
Right.
Are you right?
Yeah, correct. Congratulations, Katie, that's
Thank
fantastic. You.
You
have won. What's she won? You've won tickets to go and see Ross Noble.
Wow.
Are you a Ross Noble fan?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, of course, everyone is.
Everyone's supposed to be very, very good.
Everyone likes to laugh. Everyone likes some madcap buffoonery every now and again, and that's exactly what you're going to get from Noble. No, it's
really?
A great show, and I really hope you enjoy it. Plus, we'll bung you a few CDs and stuff and that kind of thing. I hope your new house goes well.
Thank you.
Hope you don't break it.
Thanks for calling, Katie.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. And here, as a little extra prezi for you, we're going to give you another great moment from that film. Bram Stoker's Dracula, of course, is what it was. And this is a bit of Gary Oldman, one of my favourite over-actors.
Yeah.
And this is him in the title role, just acting his
Let's hear it. Come
nuts
on.
Off.
Listen to them. The children of the mind. What sweet music like mine.
He's acting so much you can hardly understand what he's saying.
Listen to them, the children of the night.
He squeezes every single bit of acting he can.
Wow, that's so powerful.
What beautiful music, the mic.
I want to hear it again. Where is it? He's fantastic. And actually, if you get the Dracula DVD, there's an amazing documentary which shows you lots of behind-the-scenes stuff, and Oldman reveals many of his acting techniques.
Wow.
When he wants to get into the zone for an emotional scene, he's got a little book of photographs of him and his son, and he just flicks through them, and he gets all sad. And then he's in the zone, and he can do the acting. And he carries it around with him, and he shows you the book and stuff. And he stands there, he's on set in his crazy costume, like flicking through pictures of him and his son. It's a very sad sight. But he's an amazing actor.
Listen to them. The children of the night. What sweet music like mine.
He's not even saying... Is he trying to say children of the night? The children of the night.
XFM.
This is XFM.
Yeah,
that's, there you go. That's Sympathy for the Devil, remixed by the Neptunes, Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo.
Is that out already?
I think that's out, yeah. I like that. I enjoy it. It's an interesting... You could write a little thesis on you know, the Rolling Stones being influenced by black music, and then there you go, black music reclaiming the Rolling Stones. I'm working on a thesis.
That would be a fascinating thesis. Yeah. Can you send me a copy?
No.
Okay, and before that you heard The Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. You're tuned to XFM 104.9, where Adam and Joe... just filling in for Ricky and Steve.
Yeah, don't worry, we won't be around for that long.
We're going to get fired pretty soon, I would say.
So you've had some strange... What, you've had some strange phone calls this weekend?
Not strange, just annoying.
What sort of phone calls?
Do you never get these? You're sat at home... this is assuming that you don't go to work and do a proper job. You're sat at home, you're watching Des and Mel in the afternoon, and the phone rings, and you think, ooh, phone call, exciting. So you go and you pick it up. Hello? And it's...
Well, this is already quite a disturbing insight into your life.
Come on, I know for a fact that your
watching
life is
Des and
the same.
Mel. Okay.
You watch Des and Mel?
Sometimes. I try not to watch for more than 10 minutes.
She's lovely, Mel.
Go on, keep talking anyway.
Anyway, so the phone, and it's... hello, I'm just calling from your mobile phone home insurance company. It was yesterday. Sometimes it'll be, I'm just calling from your bank or blah, blah, blah. It'll be the same whoever's calling from wherever. And I was wondering if you had a few minutes to discuss some of your details with me. And it's those two phrases, a few minutes and the word to discuss, which send off alarm bells for me. Because you think, a few minutes... I don't know if I have a few minutes, you know, because technically, yes, I'm not doing anything. I'm eating crisps and I'm watching Des and Mel. But when you say a few minutes, how many minutes is that? And what does discuss? What, it's so vague and creepy. So, you know, I sort of just say, well, you know, on this occasion, I had the actual insurance form in front of me that this guy was talking about, and I could see that it was all fine. So this looks fine. What did you want to discuss? It'll only take a few minutes, sir. I just want to discuss the details of the policy with you. Like, they haven't just heard what you said. And you say, yeah, but what do you need to discuss? What are we going to be discussing? Well, we just need to check the details are all correct, because if there's any discrepancy and we have the old address or something, it may affect the terms of the policy should you need to make a claim.
So far, this sounds like a very reasonable call.
It's not reasonable, because he's just saying that he wants to discuss... He wants to
check the details of your policy.
And I'm telling him he doesn't need to, because they're all
he's
fine.
He's phoned a weird man who's unemployed and watching Desmond Mel and eating crisps...
I want to be left
in
alone.
...in his pants...
No, but he... What, the thing that
infuriated me... ...to discuss the details
me,
of your policy...
What does he need to discuss? You tell me, you're the man. What do you need to discuss?
The details of your policy.
What?
I want to make sure you haven't changed address.
I haven't. The details are in front of me, they're all
correct.
Well,
we're having a discussion now.
I don't want to have a discussion.
I tell you what annoys me. Carry on. Is that all you're annoyed about?
Well, then I get annoyed because they start sounding annoyed. They're like, come on, it's the middle of the afternoon, you're at home, you're obviously watching Des and Mel. What? just talk to me, it's my job. I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to discuss these details with you.
I think that is the definition. If you're watching Des and Mel, you're basically free for any activity. Any conceivable activity you're free for.
What winds you up then?
Well, there is an emerging trend of... It's like chuggers, charity muggers in the street who come and ask for your credit card details.
Chuggers,
they're called. They've sort of focused in on the fact that the first thing they say to you is make or break for them. Whatever they hit you with, whatever line they hit you with, it's got to get you. So early in the evolution of chuggers, they'd hit you with, have you got a minute for the blind?
Right.
Now, who hasn't got a minute for the blind? Oh, people have talked about this before, I'm sure. You know, that's just basically emotional blackmail.
Yeah, when they say, like, do you care about people with cancer?
Yeah. No, I don't.
No, obviously not.
So now, they've sort of evolved beyond that, and now they just ask you a confusing and ear-catching question. Like, if you couldn't see, would you be able to negotiate up a set of stairs?
They don't do that, do they?
The other day, people rang on my doorbell... And I think they were Jehovah's Witnesses. And they were two gentlemen who said, excuse me, do you feel that the way people are dressed is influenced by fashion and music?
Whoa. What did you say?
I said, I really don't want to answer that question on my doorstep in my pyjamas.
Come in, we'll discuss it.
Well, my hilarious anecdote about Jehovah's Witnesses calling was cut brutally short by that record.
That was Hello Sunshine by Super Furry Animals. So what happened? How did you dispatch the guy?
Well, you know, I was going to go on to say that it was lucky that it was cut brutally short by that record because it had no ending. And I just would have mumbled on at whatever came into my head.
It's something that's happening, apart from the invasive phone calls, which even though you think I'm mad... I do find invasive, and I just get frustrated by the fact these people are phoning, and then they get kind of ticked off with you, and you don't want to indulge their stupid rambles. They've just got a huge long list of people to call, and you're like, no, I don't really want to discuss these pointless details with you because they're all fine, and then they get all narky. But the other thing is, people are increasingly coming to your actual house to discuss these things with you.
Do you know what I say? I say, is this a sales call?
Nice.
And they usually go, yes. At which point I say, well, I'm busy, thank you. Thanks for calling, and hang the phone up.
There you go.
Because my girlfriend gets these calls. I think my girlfriend, who's probably listening, I think she fills in every single little thing in every magazine, and her name's on every mailing list in the world. She gets everything.
Do you have arguments about it?
No, we've never mentioned it before. We probably will later today. But every catalogue going seems to, and every charity is after her for money. She's on every mailing list, basically.
Catalogues, Joe, tell me about it. My girlfriend gets them all. They pile up the whole door.
So my girlfriend Annabelle gets calls all the time from people saying, hello, I'm going to give away her... I don't know. I'm going to stop talking about this. It's too personal.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that people come to your door. They knock on the door, yeah? And usually the technique I employ is one knock, I won't answer it, right?
Why? Because it doesn't show enough enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to speak to you, just one knock.
Yeah, I wouldn't answer. One knock wouldn't bother. Because it's probably, especially where I live, some guy who's just about to lie to me to get money out of me. And I usually give it to them. I shouldn't really say that. I usually give it to them. You know, there was one
guy
who came around...
Hang on, stick to the plot.
I'm just filling you in on how I deal with the people who come round. And the reason I only answer after two knocks is because one guy... I used to answer on the first knock all the time, you know. And there was a guy who sort of said, I've just broken down around the corner and... I've bust a fan belt and I just haven't got any money at all and I'm really embarrassed about this, but do you think I live just down the road, number 88, do you think you could give us £9.58 and that's what it costs to buy a new fan belt and I'll give it to you right back, I'll post it through your door. So I'm like, yeah. So I give him a tenner, off he goes, and of course I never saw him again, but I mean
he's got a lovely new fan belt.
Yeah.
Whoever he is.
Do you think he really did buy a fan belt?
Who knows? Who knows?
Anyway, so that's the reason I only answer after two knocks now, yeah? Because usually they'll go away because they'll be trying every house, just one knock, and then they'll, you know, F off. But then there's a new strain of personal callers that persevere with the two knocks. So I'm fooled into answering it. And it'll be some guy, like the latest one, was some guy asking me why I'd switched from British Gas to N-Power.
Oh, this is a very common one, though. This is covered on Watchdog and stuff.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah, yeah. No, they're very, very dodgy. Anybody to do with any power company, you just tell them to go away.
But what
is that? They use underhand methods to get you to switch your supplies. I've seen it on Watchdog. You want to stay away from that stuff.
Are they really not from British Gas?
They could be, yeah, but they use underhand, you know, they employ weird companies to do it who aren't. It's all, you want to stay away from that sort of thing. Yeah, this is just a public information announcement.
How can I
Adam
stay
and
away
XFM.
From it?
Just don't, you know, anybody trying to switch your electricity supply, stay away. But I'm worried about, what's the point of this conversation?
What do you mean? What's the point of any conversation?
Well, I just worry that we've got like seven different subjects away from the subject we started out on. So let's go back to our main subject, which is really good music.
Okay, then.
Great music.
Also, later on, we're going to be arguing our cases for our ditties in the dock, of course. As we always say, you know, it's the XFM playlist that we stick to here on this show, and a good thing, too, because it's fantastic. But we do get one free play each week. So we'll be arguing our cases for who gets that one free play. We've both brought in a song. Obviously, I think mine's the best. Joe's got some sort of insane suggestions, and we'll be revealing them after this. This is the Chemical Brothers, and Hey Boy, Hey Girl.
Superstar DJs. Here we go!
Wow, that was Outkast from their new album, Speaker Box, with lots of X's on the end. That's coming out on the 29th, I believe, the album, but the single's out on Monday. First time I'd heard that, and I'm a bit of an Outkast fan. Apparently the album's supposed to be amazing. Speaker Box,
It's kind of, it's a double album, isn't it?
It's a double album. One of them has two guys in it, and they both independently recorded...
Yeah, they fell out, didn't they?
The disc. But I don't think they did fall out. They just decided that they had so many ideas on their own, they didn't want to have to compromise their idea for the other person's ideas, so they just did a CD each. But it says here that they appear on each other's tracks and they cross-produce, so they produce each other's stuff.
Right.
Quite a good way of working, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that album. And but I've got a bit of a worry that it might be one of those sort of critics' albums. It's very tricksy and gimmicky and clever, and the music press love, but no one actually likes to listen to it.
Yeah, Dizzy Rascal. I know exactly what you mean, Dizzy Rascal. Mm. And basically any
similar
album...
to The Streets, okay? This might annoy people, but personally, I don't like The Streets.
Yeah,
I think he's a great guy. I think it's fantastic for writing newspaper articles about, but when it comes to actually listening to it, he's not a good rapper. And the loops aren't that good, and basically it's not that good.
Yeah, well, that's very controversial.
It's very
course.
Controversial, but, you know, that's me, Controversial Cornish.
Controversial Cornish. Now, I know what you mean, because it might be to do with the fact that we're quite old.
Well, you might be old. I'm 22.
Well, I'm much older than you in that case, and I can't handle... there's no room in my life for music like that. Dizzy Rascal makes me feel threatened and frightened. Plus, it's also... it's not... you know, I just need tunes. Basically, any record that wins the Mercury Prize, you're pretty much guaranteed to listen to once and never again.
Yeah.
Like, what's the one that... Ronnie Size. Do you ever listen to that album?
No.
Neither do I. You know, and I rushed out and bought it and thought, oh, yeah, I've got to represent. And I don't think I even made it to the end of it.
Yeah, well, this is what they're saying now, isn't it? That the Mercury Music Prize is the kiss of death.
Hello, my name's Adam and I'm on the radio. I've got a lot of things to tell you, yes, I don't.
Who am I?
Dizzy Rascal.
Exactly.
I'm not quite as good as Dizzy Rascal.
Are you... hello. I don't know. I want to buy some sweets. I want to buy some sweets and I'm putting up my feet.
You're in trouble there.
What? I'm rapping...
because you're ridiculing a very important musician.
I'm not ridiculing
who has real problems and is expressing the problems of a real section of the community.
What
that
do you think? I've got problems.
Sitting in your pants, eating your crisps, watching Desert Mel all day.
I love to watch
counting
Desert
your
Mel.
Proceeds
isn't
from the latest advert.
Sometimes people ring me up and annoy me. It's happening soon.
You don't know anything about the way real people live in the ghetto, do you, Adam? Or in Dabungalow. You don't know the way that Dick and Dom live in Dabungalow.
I come from Dabungalow. Right?
You don't know
I grew
what
up
life's
in Dabungalow.
Like in Dabungalow. No one knows what we're talking about because Dick and Dom in Dabungalow hasn't started yet.
Listen, I'm from the streets. Anyway, before we started talking about that, of course, we heard Outkast. Fantastic. And we're going to hear from Athlete in just a second.
Are they phoning in?
No, Joe, it's just a record. And after that, we are going to be arguing our cases for ditties in the dock. Are you all set with yours? And you just don't use your subliminal techniques, just argue a straight case.
I will use them if I want.
All right, we've got ditties in the dock coming up after this one from Athlete.
I like Athlete, personally.
Yeah.
I bought that record, I like that a lot, Athlete.
Well, you know, I like Dizzy Rascal as well.
Well, why were you just slagging him off?
I wasn't slagging him off.
You were doing a mocking impression of Dizzy Rascal. Do it again.
My name's Dizzy Rascal and I sing like this. No, it's just, I'm just envious, I want a Mercury Prize.
It's Ditties in the Dock time here on the Adam and Joe Show on XFM. We're here for another 20 minutes and we're reaching the apex of our programme, which is, of course, Ditties in the Dock.
Order!
Thank you. Well, that was unexpected. So we have a playlist here at XFM, but we have a single record that we can actually choose from anything we want, and so we've turned this opportunity into a segment called Ditties in the Dock, where we argue the case for the song we want to play, and you call in and vote for which one gets to be heard.
Okay, who wants to go first this week?
I think you should go first this week, Adam.
All right. Well, our producer thinks you should go first.
Why?
Because you're a cheat.
Yeah, because
I'm a cheat.
Yeah.
I think... it just gives me more opportunities to cheat.
Come on.
Okay, my song for Ditties in the Dock this week, ladies and gentlemen, that you can vote on 08700 800 1234, is by marvellous Marvin Gaye. He's one of the greatest singers of all time, one of the greatest voices of all time. I'm a big fan of Marvin Gaye, a bit of a Marvin Gaye bore, really. But this is a wonderful song by Marvin Gaye for a sunny Saturday afternoon. It's a previously unreleased track released on his greatest hits recently. It's called Where Are We Going? And it's the most fantastic, uplifting, tuneful, lovely song with a wonderful little piano hook. If you haven't heard it before, you'll really get it on the first play. It'll lift your spirits, it'll lift your day. 08700 800 1234. Just say Marvin, and you will get to hear this. This fantastic Marvin Gaye track. He is, of course, a fascinating guy. He
Okay, that's enough.
He smokes a lot of
will
marijuana.
You stop?
Tour buses.
Mike
traveling.
Chambers, now.
Okay, go on then.
Okay.
Marvin Gaye. 08700 800 1234. Just say Marvin. You don't want... It's much better than the track that you're about to hear described. Go on, Adam. Do your best.
Shut up.
Are you going to choose a Marvin Gaye track song too?
Brian! You see, because I've dealt with this all my life.
Marvin Gaye.
I want you to sort it out, because it looks personal if I hit him. So basically...
It's such a good track.
Oh,
seriously, the Marvin Gaye track.
Honestly, please shut up. You're freaking me out. You're freaking everybody else out. I've faded you down on the mic now, okay?
That's cheating.
No. Shut up and go outside or just read the paper.
Marvin Gaye!
So, or you can vote for The Trash Men.
Oh, no!
Shut up! I didn't do that while you were arguing your case.
They're rubbish.
Seriously, man, shut up. Otherwise, I'll come over there and I'll hit you. Okay, obviously I won't actually hit you, but can you hear that I'm getting really genuinely annoyed?
The what? What's your...
Shut up.
The what, man?
This is The Trash Men I want you guys to vote for, and it's a song called Surfing Bird. Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird, and it's a fantastic song. It's a garage classic. Brian, he's coming over here. Make him sit down. Make him sit down. Don't come here. I'm arguing my case.
Carry on arguing your case.
This is bad.
Carry on. I've just come over to Adam's mic because he's turned mine off.
Go away. It's called Surfing Bird. It was featured in the film...
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, please go away. It was featured in the film Full Metal Jacket. Everybody's heard about the bird. It's Surfing Bird. So the choice is between Marvin Gaye. Surfing Bird.
Marvin Gaye.
That is coming up next. Ditties in the Dock. Get phoning now. We're going to take the first five calls. 08700 800 1234. Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. It's a... absolute smash of a song. It's hilarious, and it's a cheeky remix as well. It's the Cup of Tea remix, which I have done especially myself. Unfortunately, we can't fade Joe up anymore.
XFM.
And we're back. Adam and Joe here on XFM. It's Ditties in the Dock. Joe, have you calmed down?
Yeah, I was calm all the time.
I
didn't do something as rash and frankly immature as turning my mic down, which is one of the cardinal... violating one of the basic understandings of the European Convention of Radio Rights. It's
also
a basic DJ's right to have a live mic.
Not yours, though. You're not a DJ. You're filling in. You're a fill-in.
Also, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm driving the desk. I'm the king.
Driving the desk? Is that pressing a on and off button?
Anyway, come on. Let's take the first five callers and we'll see who is going to win. Is it the Trash Men or is it Marvin Gaye?
It's got to be Marvin Gaye.
Listen, shut up,
They weren't
man.
Called the Trash Men
oh
for nothing.
Oh, my God. You have to shut up. Otherwise, it's just chaos, all right?
Okay.
So be quiet.
Okay.
So we're going to take the first five callers and caller one, are you there? Is it the Trash Men or Marvin Gaye?
Marvin, definitely.
Thank you.
One vote for Marvin.
Thank
caller
you.
Two, are you there? Trash Men or Marvin?
Hello?
Hello, caller two. Trash Men or Marvin?
Marvin.
Oh, thank you, caller two.
Okay, this is the decider. Caller three, is it Trash
Best
Men or
five.
Marvin?
Come on, do it for me.
It's Trash Men.
No!
Ooh, Trash Men is keeping it nice and exciting. Caller four, Trash Men or Marvin?
Trash Men.
Whoa! Oh, it's two all. This is terrible.
Okay, here's the decider.
Oh,
is it
please,
the,
not
trash
the Trash
Men
man, not
and
the trash
Surfing
man.
Bird? Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
What a terrible noise.
The sound of Marvin Gaye.
Please.
Trash Men or Marvin? Caller five.
Oh, no!
Was that Trash Men?
Trash Men, yes.
Oh, yes. Well,
this is terrible.
Thank
We're gonna
you very
shed
much.
Listeners.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know?
Could you then just send me for a cup of tea?
That's the Trash Men and Surfing Bird. You voted for it. That was this week's Ditty in the Dock. And I feel that, you know, justice has been done in a small way because basically I have been getting a lot of votes against me for the last few weeks with superior songs, and Joe's just been bringing in novelty songs and, frankly, hectoring the jury. And he's been showboating, showstanding, and using some underhand techniques to get his own way. And this week it didn't work.
The Trash Men. Well, apparently, the Trash Men.
The Trash Men.
Apparently, genuinely, the vast majority of the calls were for the Trash Men.
Shall we...
And that just reflects badly on our listeners, who are probably mostly Dustbin Men. and that was probably voted for mostly by Dustbin Men.
No. Well, as opposed to mostly gays.
I would be happier with a gay audience than a refuse-collecting audience.
Yeah, well, I mean, you
no
know...
No disrespect to refuse collectors, but they smell. Not as nice as gay people.
Marvin
who
gay
usually
people.
Smell nice.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. We're talking Trash Men versus gays.
What, as in Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
He actually put the E on the end of his name to deflect this sort of petty schoolyard.
I'm not being petty, I'm just saying, I'm saying gay.
Saying that's
I'm not
true.
Implying that he's homosexual, even if he was, he's dead, so it's moot. But anyway, listen, we're going off the point here, rather. That's pretty much it for us this week. We'll be back with you next week. And don't forget that, you know, you can always email us anytime you want and have some stuff ready for us so that we can see what you...
And he's just emailed us. And he's voting for the Trash Men.
There you go. It's a good song, man. Come on. It is good.
Yeah, it's the sort of song that would be played by Trash Men, by Garbage Men.
That's just
on
a
dustbins.
Pointless thing to say.
And you put your own voice in it.
Yeah, I said it was the Cup of Tea remix.
You dropped in a little sample of yourself.
Yeah, to make it more exciting.
I just thought it was awful.
Well, that's just so ungenerous, you know, because you play your stuff and I think it's quite good.
I thought it was awful.
You are so small. You're a small man in every way, except for your height.
I thought it was
height-wise, you tower above everyone.
Terrible.
But mentally, you're a small person. All right?
Okay.
So on that bitter note, we're going to say goodbye this week and leave you with this fantastic track from Feeder.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for emailing us. We really appreciated it.
Bye.